Eder. You're listening to Eder.com.
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home, when a child is born, every pious parent will want to choose the most beautiful, the most appropriate, the most meaningful name for their child. When a child is born, pious parents will want to make sure that they choose the most appropriate and the most meaningful name for the child that is born, so that the child grows up to be upholding the reputation of its name. When we look into the Quran, the Kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we see that one great Nabi of Allah, whose name is Zakariya alayhi salatu wassalam, at an old age, he made a dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, asking Allah to bless him with a child. He became very old, feeble. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted his dua, and the wife conceived. Allah blessed Zakariya alayhi salatu wassalam with a baby boy, who later on became also the Nabi of Allah. But the reason I mention his name is that this child is a special child, and this special child, the name given to him was a name that was directly chosen by Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ismuhu Yahya. Ismuhu Yahya. Lam naj'al lahu min qablu samiyya. Allah accepted the dua of Zakariya alayhi salam, blessed him with a child, and also named the child. This name given was by Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said the name is Yahya, a name that has not been chosen before. And the same pattern, when it comes to our beloved Nabi, Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa Mujtaba sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born, and the name that was also chosen for him, given to him, is a unique name. The most beautiful name that you can give your child is to name him after Khatamun Nabiyyin. Is to name your child Muhammad. Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so this name also was reserved only for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now imagine if all of these beautiful names that have been chosen are for his creation. Then how beautiful must be the name of the Creator. How beautiful it must be and how blessed must be the name of the Creator and choosing His own name. And the name of our Creator, and in fact the Creator of everyone, He is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. His name is what? Allah. His name is Allah. And there is no name that is more beautiful than Allah. It is so important, especially in the current climate, that we are connected with this name. We see all sorts of things that are being taught as education, atheism, and this ism, and that ism, and fala ism, and all sorts. The only way to understand your Creator is by searching into the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, doing your own research, and understanding the meaning, and each name of Allah has an effect. Each name of Allah has an effect. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got beautiful names. وَلِلَّهِ أَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى He has got beautiful names. But all of His names are attributive names. These are His titles, attributions. But the one unique proper name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Allah. That is Ismul Jalalah or Ismul Zat. And everything else is what? The attributions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will find many people today even struggle to identify in their faith that who is God and what is the name of God. What is the name of God? I have had an opportunity to meet many individuals. In fact, even Jews, you ask them, that who do you worship? Who do you worship? What is the name of your God? Ask a Sikh man, never mind the gurus, put the gurus on one side, but what is the name of your God? Who do you worship? Ask the different denominations of the Christian world, what is the name of your God? Who do you worship? But in Islam, alhamdulillah, it is crystal clear. No ambiguity. Nothing to confuse you. Very simple. Allah is one. But subhanallah, Allah has beautiful names that are His attributes. وَلِلَّهِ أَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى And the power in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This name, if you take the name of Allah and if you were to separate and detach each letter, even then the word thereafter would represent the name of Allah. Even then the word thereafter would represent Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for an example, if you have a look, Allah that is there. Allahu la ilaha illa hu al-hayyul qayyum. But from the name Allah, if you were to remove alif, if you were to take out alif, then what remains? Lillah. What is it? Lillah. Lillah also reflects to the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Lillahi mulku samawati wal ard. You have taken out alif. Even after taking out alif, that name still represents Allah. Lillahi mulku samawati wal ard. And say you take out even the next lam after that. It becomes lahu. What does it become? Lahu. That also represents Allah. Lahu ma fis samawati wal ard. Lahu ma fis samawati wal ard. And even if you take out the word la, and there is only one letter that is left, which is hu, which is hu, even that hu reflects the name of Allah, you'll find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that there is no God illa hu, except for Allah. Illa hu means except for Him. Except for Him. In fact, some of the scholars have mentioned, Isme Azam is the word huwa. What is it? Huwa. You'll find these Jehovah's Witness groups of people that knock on your door, and you ask them that, who do you believe in and who do you worship? They say, Jehovah. What do they say? Jehovah. So they believe in a God who's called Jehovah. Jehovah. Actually, if you look at the word Jehovah, it is not Jehovah, because Jah does not exist in any language, especially not in the language of Jesus, Isa alayhi salam. They are actually looking into the name Yahuwa. Yah means only Him, only Him, Yahuwa. So they are actually trying to say Yahuwa. Yahuwa. So we worship only who? Yahuwa. Huwa means only Him. So we worship only Him, Yahuwa. But then what they do is they spoil it and they say Jahuwa. Subhanallah al-Azim. Look at the beauty in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar Kabir. Understand, my respected brothers and elders, especially the youth that are here, that when we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our connection with this name Allah, you will find that in the name of Allah, there is no nukta. There is no... Are you looking, Umar Farooq? There is no nukta. And nukta means, you know, the dot that you see? The dot. In ba, you have a dot, nukta. In ta, you have two nuktas. In sa, you have three. In jim, you have one. In ha, you don't have. In kha, you have. And the elite letters from in the Arabic language is the letters that don't have nukta. And in fact, there is one tafsir of the Quran that was written, subhanallah, written in such a way that the tafsir has been written and the words that have been used are all words that don't have any nukta in it. That don't have any nukta in it. So if you look at the name of Allah in the Arabic language, in fact, if you look at your hands this way, this is also Allah. What is it? This is also Allah. Can you see that? So easy. This is also Allah. So you have the alif, and then the name of Allah, and this is the ha, like that. This is the ha, like that. So Allah. So there is no nukta in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? The scholars have mentioned that from amongst the major sins, the sin which is right on top at number one is shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To associate partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not even accept a dot with His name in partnership. Allah does not even accept a dot, a nukta in His name that forms some kind of a partnership, even in words. Allah does not accept that. And so this is to tell people Be very, very careful. Be very careful. Don't commit shirk and don't associate partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because even His name is such that there is no nukta. There is no nukta. In the Arabic language, you have what we call the diacritical marks. Zabar, Zer and Pesh. Zabar, Zer and Pesh. Zabar as in Fatha, Zer as in Kasra, and Pesh as in Dhamma. People from the subcontinent, we are used to the term Zabar, Zer, Pesh. People from the Arab part of the world, it's Fatha, Dhamma and Kasra. The scholars have mentioned that the easiest Arab from amongst diacritical mark to pronounce is Zabar. The easiest. U and E is even difficult. U and E is difficult. But anything with Zabar is extremely easy. And that is why you will find Allah has made His name so easy that even the name of Allah begins with Zabar, Allah. It begins with Zabar, Allah. So that there is no excuse. The easiest word that can come out from the human mouth is the name Allah. Is the name Allah. My brother, are you writing it down or are you doing something else? If you are, please, you are disturbing me. So, Jazakallah. I want brothers to concentrate. Please, we are talking about the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Unfortunately, if we don't have the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, really, we won't be interested. We have to be interested. We have to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to understand the zaat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can't just talk about subjects that are interesting just in history. We also have to talk about something which will affect us, which will change our lives for the better, inshaAllah ta'ala. And so I was saying that you will not find in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala no nukta, and the easiest A'rab that is put is what? Zabar. So it becomes extremely easy. And if you look at the different du'as, the short supplications, if you look at Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, what we call Tasmiya, but before Bismillah we have Ta'awudh. What do we have? Ta'awudh. In Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Allah has used His name and also the two attributive names. So you have Allah and you have Rahman and you have Rahim. Now in Bismillah, Allah has put one unique name, His proper name, that is Allah, and two sifati name, which is Rahman and Rahim. But if you have a look at Ta'awudh in A'udhu, how many names are there in A'udhu? A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. So how many names of Allah? Just one. That one name is also the unique name, the proper name, the one name of Allah, Allah. But in Bismillah, He uses the two attributive names. But when it comes to Ta'awuz, when it comes to Ta'awuz, Ta'awuz means to seek refuge with Allah from Shaitan Mardud, the accursed one. And here we have only the name of Allah. If Allah wanted, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have added many attributive names. The ulama have mentioned, because in Ta'awuz the name Shaitan has been mentioned, Shaitan Rajim, and Shaitan at a personal level directly disobeyed Allah. At a personal level, directly disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also directly using His own name, His unique name, to tell the people,
the people of Iman to make sure you maintain animosity with Shaitan. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has used his direct name. Allahu Akbar. And scholars have also mentioned that one should understand a person cannot defeat the Shaitan by himself. He can never do that. He will only defeat the Shaitan if one takes assistance with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is something which is very, very important. And if you look at the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is filled with barakat. There's lots of barakah. That is why Allah says, Tabarakasmu Rabbik. Barakat wala naam hai tere Rabb ka. Tabarakasmu Rabbik. The name of your Lord is of barakah. In fact, some ulama have mentioned that the word Bismillah, we say that I start in the name of Allah. That is one meaning, the famous meaning. Ism means the name of Allah. That I start with the name of Allah. But some of the mufassirin have mentioned ism also means barakah. So when you say Bismillah, you are actually saying with the barakah of the name of Allah. With the barakah of the name of Allah. That is why in Sharia, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, whatever you do, whatever you engage in, always say Bismillah. Get into the habit of saying Bismillah. And then you will see, subhanallah al-azim, how life changes. In fact, Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu was salam, in his time when the floods came, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only gave him one tasbih. And that one tasbih saved him from the floods. And that tasbih is not even the full tasbih of this ummah. That tasbih is Bismillah majreha wa mursaha. Bismillah majreha wa mursaha. Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam was only given this tasbih. Bismillahi bas. And by saying Bismillahi, he was protected. All the people that were with him were also protected. The ulama say that a man who is in the habit of saying Bismillah all the time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect him from the trials and tribulations of this dunya. Allahu Akbar. That is why even Surah Ikhlas, Qul Huwa Allahu Ahad. What a powerful surah. Chapter of the Quran. What a powerful chapter. There is one incident recorded in Musnad Abi Ya'la. A man whose name was Muawiyah ibn Muawiyah al-Muzani. Not the famous Sahabi, Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala. Jibreel Amin came to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to tell Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he has passed away. But at a distance, very far. So Jibreel Amin asked Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Nabi of Allah, do you want to pray the janaza of Muawiyah ibn Muawiyah al-Muzani? Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said yes. And he was at a distance, very far away. Jibreel Amin, it is said that he put his wings of light down, touching the earth. And by doing that, everything in front of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which was an obstacle, was removed. Everything was removed. And at a distance, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw the janaza of Muawiyah ibn Muawiyah al-Muzani. And so, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood up. With him was Jibreel Amin. And they are praying the janaza of this fortunate, subhanallah, individual. It comes that behind Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there were two safs. And these safs were the safs of the angels. And in each saf, there were 70,000 malaika. What a janaza it is. In each saf, there is 70,000 Allah's Nabi is the Imam. Jibreel Amin is with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Two safs. In each saf there is 70,000 angels that have come to participate also in this janazah. When the janazah namaz finished, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Subhanallah, how honorable this man is. And he said to Jibreel, this karamat, this honor that is given to this man, that 70,000 malaika plus 70,000 malaika that come from the heavens, this honor, any special reason? And Jibreel Amin said that this is a man who loved the name of Allah. Who loved the name of Allah. And in loving the name of Allah, he had a habit of just reading Surah Ikhlas. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ وَدْ اللَّهُ سَمَدْ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَوْ كُفْوَنَ حَدْ. Sitting, standing, sleeping, walking, wherever he went, this was his life. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ اللَّهُ سَمَدْ اللَّهُ سَمَدْ اللَّهُ سَمَدْ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَوْ كُفْوَنَ. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ وَدْ اللَّهُ سَمَدْ اللَّهُ. All his life, this was his wazifa. And he loved the name of Allah, because in this chapter it says Allahu Samad, Allahu Samad, Allahu Samad. Subhanallah al-Azim. The angels came down, my respected brothers. Allahu Akbar. That is why we need to be attached. The name of Allah, how many times it comes in the Quran? Chalo bhai, mashallah, pious people. How many times it comes in the Quran? Come on, pious people. Nek log masjid Umar wale. How many times? How many times? The name Ismul Jalala comes in the Quran 2,698 times. How many times? 2,698 times. The name Allah comes in the Quran. The Kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my respected brothers and elders. This name is so barakat. There is so much blessing. Allahu Akbar. One Mufti Huzaifa from Crowley, he went to the Atiqaf in Zambia, and he was saying that this man from Russia came for the Atiqaf. This man from Russia came for Atiqaf. And in the last 10 days after Taraweeh, he would sit for muraqabah, and this is African time. He would sit for muraqabah doing the zikr of Allah and only stop 20 minutes before Sehri ends. All night in muraqabah. Now, these were incredible people. Their connection with Allah was incredible. They fell in love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their connection was so deep that must just in one position sitting, meditating the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How beautiful is the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why, when it came to the first session after the month of Ramadan, I wanted to actually explain to the brothers, Ism-e-Azam. Ism-e-Azam is one name that if you take, your dua is always accepted. And alhamdulillah, you know, you have to do a lot of research and to explain which are the names. And so by reading these names, whenever you turn to Allah, Allah accepts. And understand the names of all the attributive names, Asma'ul Husna. By reading this name so many times, what is the power, what is the impact, what is the effect, what does it do? These are very, very important issues. And so this is also dawa. Inshallah, at a young age, when we understand the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His attributes, we will be connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our iman will be very, very strong. Very strong. That is why also, for children who are becoming hafiz, why just half hifz of the Quran? Also memorize the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now talking about the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, It is said that all of the scriptures that were revealed to Anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam, all the scriptures, Torah, Zabur, Injil, to Ibrahim alayhi salam, to Adam alayhi salam, the khulasa of all the scriptures, the message of all the scriptures is actually in the Quran, recorded in the Quran. The khulasa of all the previous scriptures is into the Quran. And the khulasa, the last, the message of the entire Quran, Allah has kept in Surah Baqarah. And the entire Surah Baqarah, the message of it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept in Surah Fatiha. And the entire message of Surah Al-Fatiha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has reserved in Bismillahir Rahmanirrahim. And the entire message, imagine this is starting from Adam alayhi salam. Everything is hidden in that name of Allah which is in Bismillah. And some even go as far as saying that even the name of Allah is connected to the word Ba. What is it? Ba. Bismillah. And Ba means to be with. Ba means to be with. And so what the Quran is saying, khulasatul khulasa is, that man has achieved salvation who is with Allah. Who is with Allah. The power of the name of Allah is such, my respected brothers. In the hadith it comes, لا تقوم الساعة, just a few more minutes. لا تقوم الساعة حتى يقال في الأرض Allah, Allah. The day of Qiyamah will not come until there are people who are saying Allah, Allah, Allah. And the muhaddithin have said that this dunya is in function. This dunya is in function. Why? Because there are people who take the name of Allah. One name of Allah is keeping this dunya, this entire universe alive, when there is not even a single person to take the name of Allah, everything will finish. Everything will finish. That is why, my respected brothers, Allah's name is so powerful that even the azan begins with Allah and also ends with Allah. There is also another act of worship that begins with Allah and ends with Allah. Does anybody know? Ji? Salah. Salah. Your salah starts with Allahu Akbar. And your salah ends with Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. That is why the scholars have said that you should not end your namaz by saying Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The imam should not say wa barakatuh. He should end that wa rahmatullah. He should end that the name of Allah. Now, some of you might be wondering, that's a bit weird. We've never heard an imam saying wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You haven't? I have. You haven't? I have. In Morocco, there was one imam sahab. He did once, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Now obviously for a layman, it can be confusing. What's happening here? But there is one hadith, that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he did salam, he also used the word wa barakatuh. But this was only once. The general practice of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has always been Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. That is the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so, be connected with the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, for a few sessions, what I want is, inshallah, for us to understand, first let us cover the meaning and the name of Allah. Once we can do that, then to understand the Ism-e-Azam. What is it? Ism-e-Azam. Ism-e-Azam means the greatest name of Allah, that when you take that name, Allah accepts all of your du'as. Then to cover the meanings of some of the most powerful names of, attributive names of Allah, which are in Asma'ul Husna. InshaAllah ta'ala. Aayenge na bhai? InshaAllah. Please also invite others to come. The more, the better. Insha'Allah ta'ala, this is a sign that we have deep love for our Creator who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah paak hareko tawfeeq de. Allahumma taqabbal minna wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Sami'na wa ata'na ghufranaka rabbana wa ilayka al-masir. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.